The glaciers will show elephant skin gray, but snow on the crest of Jackson Lake will be white. Back home, there will be no spa or pool that is anything like Jenny Lake. There in concrete security, any backyard splash, you would be able to see down to the bottom, but not here. Not there in the icy, secretive waters of Jenny Lake. Surely, your mind will say, there's a middle ground, perhaps a stationary girl with a sickle listening to a thrush, or a man, a worn-down man, leaning on a plow. Perhaps there will be two roads emerging from a well-manicured wood, and one will look less traveled. But the Tetons do not compromise. You may park your car at a turnout, stand by the open door, and wait. Your mind has been set for asphalt, but not elk or canyon. Nothing as connotative as Snake River. The washed concrete driveways your eyes are used to are nothing like hot rows of mica or feldspar or any stone newly born a millennium ago. Finally, you will climb back into your car and drive away, letting your mind imagine maybe a ship, an ancient thing with a mythical creature for a prow. There on the waters of a frigid lake, carrying just a handful of people. And the water, the icy, secretive water, will splash as it has always splashed. The timbers will creak as they have always creaked. And the sharp teeth of the mountains will threaten, in the bravado youth of their eons, to gnaw all sails, all snow-kissed oars.